560 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Real Estate on this International Folk Art Market Weekend. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my fellow brokers are ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. I have a special in-studio guest with me here today, and I'll be introducing him in a moment. As always, we have some very useful information segments to share with you, and in the second half of the show, we'll be featuring a fantastic property during our regular Open House of the Week segment. Also, please go to our website if you need some detailed real estate information or you wish to meet with someone to discuss your own real estate situation. Go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com, that's sfrp.com, and click on the radio show icon for answers to all your questions. So please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722. Or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. As you know, we like to begin the show with our regular State of the Market segment. I have Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, on the line with me. And today, Andrew is going to be talking for a couple of minutes about a mortgage loan term often heard, but perhaps not totally understood, and we're referring to points. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
Very good.
I thought I'd talk about rates because rates, talk about points because rates have come down a little bit in the last week. We might see a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5 1/8 in the next couple of days. Points are a discussion that oftentimes comes up around mortgages, and it can either be an origination point or a discount point, but typically it's 1% of the amount of the loan. So the question I ask you is how do you know whether it's good to pay points or not? I've always had a personal bias against points because I think it increases the cost of the transaction. And I don't think that it offers great utility, enough utility for the buyer. I always quote rates without points, especially on a 30-year loan. So there's an inverse relationship between rates and points. As points go up, rates go down. If I'm quoting your rate at 5% with 0 points, I might quote your rate at 4 3/4% with 1 point. Many lenders use points to sort of obfuscate or, you know, create a smokescreen around what the real cost of it. So I urge people to always ask for a rate without points. So how do you know whether it's right to pay a point? So if the rate is today, let's call it 5 1/4 with 0 points and 5% with 1 point. On a $200,000 loan, your mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, would be $1,104 with 0 points and $1,073 with 1 point, which represents a savings of around $30 a month. So that's the good news. However, it costs you a point to get it, or $2,000. 1% of the loan amount, which in this case is $200. And so if you divide $2,000 by $30 a month, you find that the payback is 66 months. That's not a great payback in my mind, because people typically refinance, move, do something so that they don't hold the loan for more than 5 years. On the other hand, if you knew you were going to be in the house for the rest of your life and in the loan for the rest of your life, I think it's a good thing to talk with your mortgage professional about buying down the rate. What I typically ask people to do is compare rates at 0 points, and then after the discussion of, you know, who you're going to use, then you talk about whether you could buy it down. That makes it clear.
And so I guess the bottom line, Andrew, is that one's decision on whether or not to pay points can impact on their rate, their monthly payments, and their actual interest rates in the long run. That's correct, isn't it?
Absolutely, but I think that the option to either use a point or to pay a point or not should lie with the client, not with the bank or the broker.
Excellent counsel. By the way, Andrew, are you up at the International Folk Art Market?
I'm sitting outside right now.
And what are the crowds like?
It's pretty crowded here. It's a nice day. It's not as hot as it was yesterday, and there are not as many people as there were yesterday, so it's a good time. After 2 o'clock, most of the vendors will actually be able to discount their products, mm-hmm. so it's a good time to come by.
Excellent. Well, listen, as always, Andrew Hoffman, we appreciate all your counsel on the State of the Market segment, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you, Ray. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So today I have a very special guest with me. I have Mark Pierce, who is a commercial loan officer with Los Alamos National Bank. As our loyal listeners know, Los Alamos National Bank, besides being a fantastic institution here in New Mexico, has made the decision to be a sponsor of our radio show. And, of course, we're delighted to have that as a reality. And, Mark, delighted to have you here in the studio with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for the invite.
Well, Mark was out playing golf, a round of golf this morning. He looks like a golfer here with the hat and the shorts and the flip-flops and everything. And, by the way, how well did you do?
You know, it might have been an omen. It was one of the better rounds. So. Mm.
Oh, that's good. That's good for the show.
It might be good that it got cut short.
Maybe. So, well, you know, I like to start each show with my special guests by giving them a chance to sort of talk about themselves. I understand you're a local boy, and you've been here your whole life, right?
I have. Born and raised in Santa Fe, graduated from Santa Fe High. Never ventured real far. Went to UNM to college and was enamored enough of Santa Fe that found my way back.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you actually been with Los Alamos National Bank?
This is actually my second stint with LAMB. I worked with them when we first opened up our Santa Fe office.
Mm-hmm.
And what some people might say, made a poor judgment to go to another institution for a while, but I saw the light and made my way back home. So.
Well, the firm is lucky to have you. As I mentioned to you before the show started, we had your president, Steve Wells, on the program last month, and he speaks highly of you, so the pressure is on you for the next hour.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, we have a lot of stuff we want to talk about today, and the listeners are probably wondering, this show primarily is about residential real estate. But commercial real estate plays a big role in New Mexico, as it does everywhere. And there is a relationship between the two, which we'll talk about during the program. But I guess my starting point, Mark, for you as someone who's in the thick of things as a commercial loan officer, what is the state of the commercial market here in New Mexico and specifically in Santa Fe?
Well, fortunately for us, Santa Fe has remained relatively solid on the commercial real estate side. We haven't seen the big decline in values like we've experienced on the residential side. Vacancy rates are up a little bit, but for the most part, the commercial side's remained relatively stable.
Mm-hmm. And in spite of the challenges in the economy, and obviously we've had some issues here, there have been businesses that have closed here in Santa Fe in the last year or so. But generally speaking, as you said, we're not like Phoenix, we're not like Southern California, we're not like Miami. So talk a little bit about some of the relationships between commercial real estate and residential real estate. A lot of people think, oh, it's just a bank making a loan, but there are big differences between the two, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the investor on the commercial real estate side and the end user. A lot of it isn't, we never got real creative doing commercial real estate funding like they did on the residential side. We didn't have subprime mortgages. We didn't have a lot of those creative products that ultimately led to the downfall.
Those derivatives that basically caused the meltdown last year. So just so listeners understand that the subprime issue is really just exclusively in the residential side. It has virtually not existed in the commercial lending side, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we didn't, we always underwrote credit much in the same way. Our underwriting really hasn't changed dramatically in light of everything that's gone on globally. We have reduced some of our loan-to-cost and loan-to-value requirements, which gives us a little bit bigger buffer just in case there is some decline in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's kind of status quo.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we were talking about before the show started today, there is a thought being floated within the Obama administration about taking some of the TARP money, some of the recovery money that was set aside for the financial institution recovery, that Congress passed and the President signed into law. And it, recently they've been discussing maybe taking some of that money and giving it to small business owners. Now, as you and I discussed, Mark, none of the details have been worked out. It may not even happen. There's a major debate within Washington itself. But from a fundamental, just a principle standpoint, if some of that money was pulled aside and put into small businesses, which is really the backbone of the economy in our country, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And how would that impact on, probably, if you had to guess, what it would mean to Los Alamos National Bank? Would you be working with the Small Business Administration on a loan package?
That would be my understanding. Recently they introduced what they called the ARC program, which also benefited small businesses. Mm-hmm. And the bank certainly embraced that program and we're administering it. Mm-hmm. So we're anxious to see what this looks like. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you can inject capital into a small business, that's really where they start to have problems is, you know, they run out of capital, cash flows start to get tight. And it's very difficult for a ma-and-pa type of business to survive in this kind of environment.
Right, and even a larger one, because I think the small businesses are defined as 500 employees or less. So in Santa Fe, that could be a pretty good-sized company.
Absolutely.
Even though it is characterized as small business. And I guess maybe what the correlation is here is that if we help the small businesses, they're able to survive, they're able to continue to keep employees, they're able to hire new people, if then from a residential real estate standpoint and a residential loan standpoint, that means it's better for all of us, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we're very fortunate in a lot of aspects. And, you know, the fact that the government plays such a major presence here and is such a large employer, we haven't experienced a lot of the unemployment issues that you've seen throughout the nation.
Right.
We're probably, half the rate of unemployment that it is across the rest of the country, which makes us very fortunate. If you're able to bolster some of these small businesses, you know, they may be able to start to bring people back, mm-hmm. which certainly would help all of us.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we have a lot of territory to cover today here on All Things Real Estate with my special guest, Mark Pierce from Los Alamos National Bank. We're talking about commercial lending. And I think Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to take a little break here. And please stay tuned. We'll be Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm here today with my special guest, Mark Pierce, who is a commercial loan officer at Los Alamos National Bank. We have a number of issues we want to talk about, but we'd invite you to participate with us, and I've already received some emails, so we'll get to those in a second, but you can email me here on the show at rpost@sfrp.com, or you can call us here at Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722. Mark, during the break we were talking about, actually for the purposes of the listeners, everybody thinks of commercial as sort of one big blob. But when you really sort of break it up into several different segments, there are some significant differences. For instance, there's retail sale or lease, there's office sale or lease, there's industrial sale or lease, there's vacant land, there's hospitality, there's shopping centers, and all of those constituencies are looking to get a commercial loan from Los Alamos National Bank.
Right.
Are there some differences, though, between those constituencies when you actually are processing a loan?
Sure. Especially when you look at products such as, you know, if you've got an entity that wants to build a building for themselves, it's going to be an owner-occupied type of property. We like those type of deals, certainly, because we can analyze the borrower and we can analyze their business and check up for their repayment capacity and look at their trends historically as far as income and cash flow for the business. Building office space or industrial on a spec type basis is certainly a little more challenging for the bank. There's a little more risk involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we might underwrite those a little bit tighter. There might be a little more cash in, or we're going to take a little harder look at the principals that want to do it and make sure that they have the wherewithal to sustain any possible downturns or lease-up periods. Certainly one of the more challenging areas right now would be acquisition and development financing, and that really correlates directly with the slowdown in the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very difficult right now to try and get an acquisition and development loan unless it made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing those. We certainly continue to do that type of business with HomeWise and some of those entities to help continue to stimulate the affordable housing market.
Mm-hmm.
But that type of financing is tough, as it would be residential spec financing. That's a difficult niche to try and get financing in right now.
Well, and this past week, U.S. News and World Report submitted a story that actually named Santa Fe as one of the top 10 housing markets for the next 10 years. Moody's Economy.com, after actually sifted through a pile of employment and population data, they analyzed geographic and industry trends, and they generated this 10-year home price projection in all of the 384 metropolitan districts around the U.S. And after that analysis, they determined that Santa Fe is in the top 10, which is extraordinary. Now, that from a commercial standpoint, this is residential, but from a commercial standpoint, that's got to be good news to business owners, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think Santa Fe is very unique. We live here and feel that a lot of times that housing per se may be somewhat expensive. However, when you have people that are looking for a place to retire that have lived in Northern California or possibly parts of Texas or Florida, they think Santa Fe is a great bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa Fe is certainly a great community to live in. Great, you know, great weather. We have all four seasons. There's certainly a lot of culture. So it ends up being a fantastic place for a lot of people to retire to.
I never cease to amaze me when I have folks on the show who are natives, that you all sound like you've been working for the Chamber of Commerce, because you have this great line about all of the virtues of Santa Fe and New Mexico in general. But you know what? It's all true. There's no hyperbole at all involved in it. I'm going to shift gears for a second here, because I want to just remind our listeners that for those that are homeowners or renters, there comes a time when you need some expert advice or assistance with a problem that has occurred at your home or your condo. Or maybe you've decided that it's time to renovate, to replace, or simply redesign something at the place that you call home. Well, if you find yourself in any of these circumstances, then what's most important to you is to identify the very best person or company that can help you with your needs. Now, we've assembled some of the finest people in the business, that's the real estate business, to help you with your home needs, and have placed them on our website under the heading of Real Estate Resources. It's a great group. I'm adding companies almost every week to this list, and I really encourage you, if you need some advice on how to help things at your home, to go to our website. Again, that's www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on that radio show icon and then head over to the Real Estate Resources list of service providers. I guarantee you it will be well worth the effort. You may also want to check us out on Facebook. Santa Fe Realty Partners has its own Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and you put in there Santa Fe Realty Partners, you'll come to our Facebook page, and so many people are communicating. Are you part of the social networking whole phenomenon, Mark?
I can't say as though I've really dove into that particular genre. It's a little odd to me.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing, too, because a lot of people think that it's, you know, just kids,
right,
you know, tweeting each other and all that. But frankly, with Facebook being the second largest internet site in the world with over 200 million people, for anyone that's in business, it almost becomes a prerequisite. The problem I'm finding is dividing up the time to go to Twitter, go to Facebook, go to, you know, MySpace, go to all this stuff, and, you know, at the end of the day, you end up, you know, being on your BlackBerry. So that's a separate talk. We'll say that for a different show.
I'm still getting up to speed on text messaging.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, everybody's now heard that. There's no secret any longer about that one. Anyway, I tell you what, I'm going to shift gears here for a second, Gino, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk to folks about our legal topic of the week, which is once again brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. This week, attorney Janice Ahern will offer her thoughts on condominium ownership. Though people often refer to either single-family homes or condominiums when describing the types of property that they're interested in buying, the term condominium actually refers not to building structures, but rather to how ownership is held and how jointly owned property is used by owners. Condominium ownership denotes two distinct types of property. Those are units and common elements. Units are portions of a condominium which are set aside for individual ownership, and in the case of a residential condominium, the units are the separate living quarters which may be used only by the unit owner. Common elements, on the other hand, are all portions of the condominium which are not included within those units. Each unit owner has an undivided interest, or that is a percentage share of ownership in all of the common elements. This percentage interest ownership gives the unit owner the right to participate in the control and management of all the common elements within the condominium development. But such ownership also carries with it the obligation of each unit owner to pay a share of the normal expenses of maintaining all of the common elements. It's important to note that it is the ownership of a percentage interest in the common elements which sets condominiums apart from all other forms of property. Under the condominium form of ownership, an association must be created to govern the condominium association and all the buildings and structures. The association does not own any interest in the real estate, but acts like a miniature city with the power to tax condo owners for services and insurance, as well as the duty to provide such services and insurance. If you are considering purchasing a condominium unit, you should obtain a disclosure statement, most likely from the seller, which contains important information such as the condo association budget, assessment amounts, and restrictions on the use of your condo, such as a prohibition against rentals, which occurs quite often. All documents affecting your use and enjoyment of the property are to be included in the disclosure statement and should be reviewed very carefully. If you are considering purchasing a condominium on a resale or from an owner that did not create the condominium development, you should request a resale certificate from the condo association. This certificate should include all current documents affecting your use and enjoyment of the property, as well as a current association budget, and should be reviewed very carefully. Thanks again to Attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding condominium ownership, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. So a lot of information there, Mark. Do you own or have a house or condo?
No, I own a home.
Yeah, and you're here at Santa Fe, right?
Absolutely.
What neighborhood are you in?
I live in the Las Estrellas subdivision up off 599.
Yeah, very nice. Nice neighborhood. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's take another break here on All Things Real Estate. We still have a lot of territory to cover with our special guest, Mark Pierce from Los Alamos National Bank, but please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here today with my special guest, Mark Pierce, who is a commercial loan officer at Los Alamos National Bank. Before I get back into my conversation with Mark, I want to also remind everybody that we're pleased to announce that we've added another sponsor to our family of companies who are underwriting All Things Real Estate, Major Development Incorporated. A family-owned and operated residential development and construction company has joined us, and later this month, Dina and Jeff Major, the principals of the company, will be my in-studio guests here on the show. We'll be adding information. Actually, we've got it up on our website. If you go to www.santafe realtypartners.com, you'll see that Major Development has their own logo right down below Los Alamos National Bank. You can click on that and find out about them. And you'll want to stay tuned for that particular program in a couple of weeks because they're going to have a lot of very useful information about their custom home building services. So thank you, Dina and Jeff, for joining the family. Mark Pierce with Los Alamos National Bank, we were talking during the break about some of the misconceptions, actually, among people who are looking for commercial loans, thinking that the interest rates and terms are very similar to what they might have as a homeowner. But that's not the case, is it?
Correct. Now, the commercial real estate loans and most commercial credit is really based off of a more short-term index, a lot of times prime or possibly, you know, a constant maturing treasury, something like that. That's a little more short-term versus the residential side where it's based off of treasuries or bonds. So there's sometimes when we have people that come in, they're a little confused at the fact that, you know, residential rates were getting down to 4.5%, 5%. They're a little surprised when they come in and they're checking rates on the commercial side, and it's 6%. What a lot of people don't understand is that we as a bank, when we extend commercial real estate credit, we have to keep those loans in our portfolio. So we have to price them in such that we cover our cost of funds and our overhead.
And just to pause for a moment so people understand the difference, there's portfolio loans and then there's loans that you sell out outside the bank. So the portfolio loans are within Los Alamos National Bank. And you obviously have more servicing cost associated with that.
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you. And actually, I think that is a plus in a lot of ways because the loan is not packaged up and sold off to another servicer. The customer remains in contact with their loan officer and teammate so that whenever there's customer service issues or questions that they may have, it's all handled locally. They can call us. They can get us on the phone, and that's not an issue whatsoever. But the pricing is a little bit different, and because we do keep those loans in the bank's portfolio, we do have to have the ability to reprice them periodically. We can't give a 30-year fixed rate like you would on the residential side, and that just mitigates the bank's interest rate risk.
But having said all that, Mark, when you're quoting rates to people who want to get a commercial loan, we're still talking about interest rates that are really at historic low levels.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the same as it is in residential, right?
That's absolutely correct, yeah. I mean, if you're talking 6% money on a commercial real estate loan, a lot of times if you look at a particular transaction, it may not have worked at a 9 or 10% interest rate, but at 6%, it makes a lot of sense for an investor. And if you can lock that rate up for a 3 or 5 year period, it's a lot of times a great investment.
Gino, am I hearing some music in the background there? Is it coming up on Hub International? I think it is. And with that music, it's time to remind everybody that our friends at Hub International have got a message they want to deliver today. So it's thunderstorm season. Now, those storms this time of year bring us much-needed water, and sometimes too much. But along with that rain, the storms also bring thunder and lightning. Now, while the thunder scares the heck out of the pets and the small children around the house, the lightning can truly be catastrophic, causing wildfires in the dry areas of our state. So are you adequately protected against wildfire at your home? Well, this week I spoke to Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President with Hub International, about the ways to protect your home against the perils of wildfires. Take a listen to what she shared with me. You know, Robin, many of our listeners live in the hills outside of town, and the nearest fire station is often miles away. Now, most of these folks have insurance, but are they adequately protected against wildfires?
They may be. It's the insurance company's obligation and intent to put you back where you were before a loss. Assuming the limits on your policy are up to date, you should not suffer a great financial loss. The emotional loss, however, is something else. We've all seen pictures of people standing in the ashes of a home consumed by wildfire. It's very sad. You see the same thing after other types of catastrophes as well. Floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and the like. We have little defense against these natural disasters.
Well, I guess, Robin, there's really not much people can do to protect against these types of disasters, correct?
Actually, while one may not be able to prevent a weather-related catastrophe, one may be able to mitigate some of the effects. Building code requirements regarding tolerances to wind resistance, fire resistance, snow load, and the like are helpful in protecting property. Everyone should also have a personal disaster response plan. That will help reduce the hardship and speed recovery. I could easily talk for an hour about being prepared, but I suggest that your listeners go to a couple of websites. The first, www.ready.gov or www.fema.gov for checklists to assist them.
Okay, Robin, but will these types of plans help make the listener's property defensible?
I'm glad you asked that, Ray. I think these types of plans will help make the impact of the catastrophes on their life a lot less. Never forget it. It should always be people first, property second. We do, however, have some special help in this area, and that is something called wildfire defense. The idea is to protect your home from an encroaching wildfire. An insurance firm may employ a wildfire management organization to assist their customers when wildfires threaten. For instance, these organizations may offer such services as a hazard assessment of your home to show you how to reduce the fuels that can feed a fire. Such action will improve the chances that your home will survive and helps create a safe space for the firefighters to defend your home. Personal firefighter assistance is also available. For instance, if a wildfire is within 3 miles of your home, certain preventative measures can be taken, including spraying your property with thermogel. It's a fire retardant. If any of these measures are of interest to your listeners, they should contact their insurance agent.
Great advice, Robin. And if you want more insurance tips, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that'll take you right to the Hub International logo. Okay, good stuff from Hub International. And that harmonica player was just, he was really competing with poor Robin Schroeder. Anyway, that was very good stuff and incredibly timely. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to take a quick break here. Honored today to have Mark Pierce from Los Alamos National Bank in the studio with us talking about commercial lending practices, and we'll be coming back in a minute to continue our discussion. Please stay with us.
60 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Mark Pierce from Los Alamos National Bank in the studio with me today. Mark is a senior commercial loan officer with the bank, and we've been talking about a number of things associated with commercial lending. I guess one of the questions that someone might have out there, because they've heard about the tightening of available credit on the residential side, what's the situation on the commercial side?
Well, we're still actively seeking good credit. You know, if a transaction makes sense or an investment makes sense, that's something we're actively funding on a regular basis. There's loans that we approve weekly in our loan committee process that, quite honestly, we're refinancing that of some of the larger banks that just don't have an appetite for that type of credit anymore. So we're very fortunate in that where we're positioned, being primarily in Santa Fe and Los Alamos and Albuquerque, those economies have remained fairly strong. We haven't been impacted by some of the things that have gone on globally. And for the most part, it's allowed us to go on with business as usual.
So what's the, and probably there is no profile, but what are there any characteristics between people who take out commercial loans that are similar? Or is it because the businesses are all over the landscape that that isn't the case?
It really is kind of a wide array of borrowers. Uh-huh. But we do look for certain criteria. We certainly look for a creditworthy borrower, somebody that has some financial wherewithal that could sustain some downturns should that happen, and somebody that's certainly knowledgeable in the area that they're trying to invest.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this before, less so startup businesses, just because of the way the economy is. That still is a tricky proposition, even for Los Alamos National Bank. You would prefer to have someone that has a business experience and basically wants to expand their current business, or is that the case?
Sure. And it's, you know, startup businesses are just a challenge because a lot of times you have people that go into business that end up being undercapitalized, and it's a real challenge for them. And it's even more challenging in this environment, mm-hmm. Depending, of course, on whatever business they're trying to get into. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, the existing borrowers or the existing business owners, that it's a great time if you say you wanted to buy the place where you're doing business and buy your retail store, buy your office building. As we discussed, rates are great. We certainly have credit available. There has been some ratcheting back in the loan-to-value and loan-to-cost amounts that we'll do buffer.
And describe for the listeners what you mean by that, Mark.
Sure. What we'll typically do is look at lending a borrower a percentage of cost or appraisal, whichever is the lesser of the two amounts. And right now on our commercial real estate deals, we're looking at doing the lesser of 75% of cost or appraisal. So typically a borrower needs to plan on having 25% cash into the transaction. We want to be partners with people in the transaction. We don't want to assume all the risk. Mm-hmm. As you and I discussed earlier, we had that situation in the residential arena where you had a lot of investors that were getting 100% financing. And when the market took a turn, well, they didn't really have anything into the game. So it was very easy for them to walk away. Mm-hmm. We want to be partners with our customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. And I'll tell you what, using the word partner, I'm going to segue right now because we're going to go to our weekly Open House of the Week segment, which just happens to be brought to us by Los Alamos National Bank. And today I have a very special property on this particular segment. I have my colleague Robbie Dobbins on the line. And Robbie, I understand you're sitting at 56 Camino Costadino.
Hi, I'm Ray.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you, Ray Post. Thank you very much for a needed and very informative program concerning, you know, a facet in our lives that that affects everybody in our community.
Well, you're
with all things real estate.
Well,
it's incredible.
And you know, today, just a segue before we get into the property here, I'm breaking my own rule, Robbie. I'm going to give you a little bit more extra time, but you are very much involved in the commercial real estate side of brokerage.
Yes, sir.
And of course, my special guest, Mark Pierce with Ophthalmos National Bank, is a commercial loan officer. Just a quick question for you. How would you characterize the commercial real estate situation in Santa Fe right now?
Well, the Santa Fe market, in as far as commercial aspects of that market, have been always on the unique side, much like its residential side. In my gut feeling, and the empirical evidence shows that even though we've experienced some vacancies in the rental market, both for office and retail space, the price pointing of particular spaces, especially depending on their location and the quality of the space, has really not dropped, and it pretty much parallels what's happening with the residential end, where the sales have dropped off, but the pricing hasn't dropped off significantly at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was something that Mark Pierce from Los Alamos National Bank started out the show commenting on. Well, let's shift gears, Robbie, because your seller loves to hear about commercial real estate, but I bet your seller is more interested in you giving us that two-minute drill on 56 Camino Costadino. You are on. Go.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ray. And 56 Camino Costadino is located in the Dos Griegos subdivision. That subdivision is located just adjacent to El Dorado, which most of your listeners will know where it's at. But I'm going to give you specific instructions to get here. You take I-25 south to El Dorado or towards Las Vegas, and approximately 9 miles you exit the to Highway 285. Take your first right, Ray, at Avenida de Amistad, which is your first stoplight. And then your first left on Calle Electra. Follow the open house signs. We're located directly east or adjacent to what people know as the bright white St. Elias Orthodox Church.
Mm-hmm.
And 56 Camino Costadino is a very, very remarkable residence. It's located in Dos Griegos, as I said. It's comprised of 3,500 square feet of exquisite living space. Situated on an excess of 3 acres in addition. It contains 4 bedrooms and equal number of bathrooms. The house has been totally remodeled within 12 months by master builder Joe Gammon. This residence offers a totally remodeled kitchen with exceptionally high-end appliances, Woof, Sub-Zero, Bosch, maple cabinets, Silestone countertops, And it's just incredible. It's a great working and comfortable kitchen. The great room in the house, it's something that I can't describe over the phone.
Well, you know what? I'm looking actually at the, if I can interrupt for a second, I'm looking at the picture of it from the multiple list system. And what listeners are hearing right now, they should go to our website, Robbie, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and they'll go right to, there's a special little box there that talks about the open house of the week, and they'll see the beautiful pictures of this property, and it is extraordinary.
It very much is. And we're open today from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's got exquisite outdoor areas, too, that flow with the great room,
mm-hmm.
so it's an excellent entertainment house.
Mm-hmm.
It also, as your listeners might know, El Dorado, you know, they're shutting down a mid-school in Santa Fe, and some of the great schools are going from first to eighth grade. El Dorado is one such school. So it's conveniently located not only to the schools up through eighth grade, but shopping at the Agora Center. We are offering this house for $749,900. We recently had a price drop. It is below an appraisal that is less than 60 days old, so it's an exceptionally good value.
Wow, that is a great value. Well, listen, Robbie, I'm going to encourage everyone that's listening that's out there driving around, and actually if they're over at Harry's Roadhouse, or some of the other fine restaurants right in that area, they can just skip right over and see you in a couple of minutes, can't they?
We welcome everybody. I made homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Very good. I might come over myself. How long are you going to be there?
I'll be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon, Ray.
Excellent.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot, Robbie. Again, that is 56 Camino Castadino, and it is in the Dos Griegos part of Santa Fe, so I encourage everyone to drive on over there. Anyway, bye, Robbie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Mark Pierce
yes,
with Los Alamos National Bank. We're getting down near the end of the show. We've got about 3 minutes left. And I think maybe just as a summary, again, we never have enough time to cover everything. You and I always ask my guests to provide me with many more questions than we have time for, and we were able to get to a few of them today. I see somebody's calling me on my cell phone, but they shouldn't be doing that. They should call the station. That's what they should do, 505-473-5722. Anyway, Mark, why don't you give the listeners sort of some summary thoughts about if you're out there, you are in business, you want to consider getting a new commercial loan, what would be your recommendation as to what they ought to do?
You know, I would set up an appointment to visit your banker. It's like I said, it's certainly a great time if you're leasing space. It might be a great time for you to purchase a space, make a great investment for yourself. Interest rates are really good, and the availability of credit on the commercial side is there for the right type of investment.
Mm-hmm. And the issue is that though the residential side of the transaction has been suffering somewhat lately, on the commercial side, things are not nearly as bad as they might be on the residential side from a loan standpoint.
No, that's absolutely correct.
And, Mark, what are you going to be doing the rest of the afternoon?
Well, I may have to go back and see if I can squeeze another 18 in.
Another round of golf. Gosh, I really do understand that is a fabulous thing to do on a beautiful Sunday like this. Are you interested in going up to the International Folk Art Market?
You know, probably not. We'll leave that to the tourists.
I leave it to the tourists. Okay, so you live here in Santa Fe, so you know exactly what's going on. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino, we're getting down near the end of the show here, so I want to thank my very special guest, Mark Pierce, with Los Alamos National Bank, a commercial loan officer, for joining us today. And I want to basically advise everyone to take a look at our website. If they want to go to that open house today that Robbie Dobbins was talking about, go to www.santafe realtypartners.com. You can also give me an email if you have any questions or comments about the show. You can send that to me here at rpost@sfrp.com. And, of course, if you want to get some specialized assistance, if you have any questions about real estate, or if you want a confidential meeting with one of our brokers, you can always come by our office, which is located at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and that's at 417 East Palace Avenue in Santa Fe, or you can give us a call at the office at 505-982-6207. And basically find out all you need to know about real estate. We're getting down near the end of the show. I want to, again, thank Mark Pierce, my special guest today. And as always, I want to thank Gino Thompson, my executive producer, for putting on a great show for me. I also want to thank two special ladies back at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jane and Kate, for all the heavy lifting that they do every single week to make sure that this show is absolutely spectacular. And I want to thank you for listening today to All Things Real Estate. Please join us next week here at Talk 1260 KTRC at 12 noon for All Things Real Estate. Until then, I wish you all good luck and good fortune in all things real estate.